Okay, it's day two in Edinburgh. I promised myself I wasn't going to start this with the word okay, but I fell over there, didn't I? Yeah, I had an absolutely terrible night's sleep because there was a nightclub right by my room playing dance music. I don't want to sound harsh. I think all music in general has some sort of value, but this kept me awake, so I'm sorry, dance music fans. Your music is artistically null and void. It's music designed to be repetitive and easy to blend into each other, so it's designed to be the same as each track. I'm sorry, I'm just angry because I didn't get any sleep. And then after the nightclub finished, they emptied all the bottles out, which was ridiculously noisy as well. If anybody's worked in a pub, you know how noisy emptying the bottles out can be. So, yeah, I didn't get much sleep, and then as soon as day broke, some construction was going on or something, I couldn't tell. So I'm absolutely shattered. I'm probably going to be coughing myself up to the eyeballs again. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm probably going to do a tour at some point, and probably going to do the plan was to do the Royal Gallery. I also realised I thought yesterday was Sunday, despite it being the day after Friday. Today's Sunday, so never mind. I'm not quite sure how I got into that conclusion. But yeah, so I was watching the TV this morning, and apparently the Daily Express, well, the Sunday Express, I suppose, is going with the story that Prince Charles thinks that Australia should be a republic. He made these comments in 1977. Way to stay on the ball, Daily Express. And there was a woman on TV saying that her son's murderers were influenced by violent video games. And this is, of course, you know, close to my heart, being a bit of a video gamer. And I have to first say is, you know, how old was your son's murderers? What was the age rating on the game? If they don't match up properly, what was he doing playing it in the first place? I'm really sorry. I mean, it sucks that anybody dies ever. It really is depressing, but, you know, if something as simple as a video game or a book or a movie can make you do something like that, you either weren't ready for it, or there was something wrong with you anyway. And that represents either a failure of the people caring for you or the failure of the society around you to, you know, to spot that there was something wrong with you and give you the help that you needed. I don't mean wrong as in bad, you know what I mean? You know, some people can't handle, you know, violence and grimness, but it doesn't mean it's not an valid artistic expression. I don't know. Anyway, that's my depressing thought for the day. I'll see everybody later.